The sample portfolio assignment. Real, it is not an assignment, folks. It's an exercise that we do in the class together. You do not have to submit this. You can do this on your own, but we're going to do this as a class to get a class exercise together. And there are various reasons. So let's read together. As much as I dislike the idea of this exercise, we are going to track a sample portfolio of stocks or bonds. Well, we'll do just stocks because they're easier. It's one of the requirements of the course. And I don't like the idea because it encourages and condones short-term thinking. Show me your results over 5, 10, 20 years, not 4 months. But since we only have a single semester, I guess it's the best we can do. Now, in the book, if you bought the brand new book, they gave you this little license to trade at this place called StockTrack. But you can do it at Yahoo, at Bloomberg, at all these different websites. And what they're trying to do is make it into a horse race or make it into a battle or something. It's something that just does not make me... It makes me crazy because this is not investing. This is speculating, as we described in Chapter 1, the difference between trading and speculating. And they want you to trade. In fact, that's why in Chapter 2, they teach you all about different transactions, because they assume throughout the semester there's going to be a contest who has the best results over the semester, which to me is the absolute opposite of how you should be thinking. But it's one of the requirements of the course, believe it or not. So we're going to do it together. And the big problem is as we continue reading, we haven't even covered mutual funds in detail, let alone stocks or bonds. And we certainly don't want to spend a ton of time learning how to create and track a portfolio of stocks or bonds before we even cover them. You see, that's where I really have a problem with this. Not only does it encourage you to think short term, we also haven't even discussed these things yet in detail. So we're going to do it together. As a class, we will choose between 5 to 10 or more stocks or bonds, and we'll diversify across industries. If you have some intimate knowledge of a specific industry and the various companies in that industry, by all means, suggest a company or companies that you believe will outperform the market over the next 3 months. So our class will start with $100,000. We do not have to utilize the entire $100,000. We may keep a certain percentage of our portfolio in cash, and we'll assume the cash will be in a money market account earning, well, they're not even earning 0.5% now, folks, 0.05, maybe 0.01 or 0.1. But we will do this in the face-to-face class. And we've already done it. We've already done it in the face-to-face class, so take a look at how we did over the last 2 weeks. And it turns out, I can't remember whose idea was to buy Apple, but so we bought Apple and it tanked. And so, but it's a couple others have done really well. So take a look at our portfolio. What do these things mean? Relax. We will know in a few weeks when we get the stocks. What do the symbols mean? And we'll discuss this in detail as we go along throughout the semester. So take a look at what we bought and how we're doing. Procter & Gamble, I thought that was a great choice, whoever came up with that idea. Okay, see ya.